Wake up, Tri-Counties, live from our Save-A-Lot studio. It's time for the Boiler Shop. And with the, I'm here with the voice of the Kewaunee Boilermakers, Russ Hughes. And Russ, I thought we were going to be talking to you in Chicago today.
Well, I had some people that went up with me to the draft experience. It was really nice. The draft actually was held in over in Detroit. Mm-hmm. But they had a huge party at Soldier Field, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit if I possibly could. I really want to talk about the Boilermakers and the softball Boiler ladies, or Lady Boilers, whatever they call them, the Boilermakers and the softball Diamond, really have had some tough times here as of late. A doubleheader, boys and girls both lost to Fulton here just the other day, unfortunately. And last Friday, they lost to Bear Valley. Also, the baseball team lost 5-1, and the softball girls lost 17-2. So it was kind of a hard thing for both of those teams. I want to mention that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they'll get back on track here as time goes on.
Hopefully, they'll be able to play today. They've got a game at home against Macomb, a game that was supposed to be in Macomb, but they've moved it to Kewaunee today. So they'll be playing They'll be playing home games today for baseball and softball if, of course, the weather holds up. But that's exactly when the weather is supposed to get here, is right when they're supposed to play. So,
oh, boy, you just don't want that to happen. I mean, I'm laughing because of the situation, not because I would like to go out and see him play also. I work today, but I would like to go out and see the action. They're such a fun team, both the baseball and the softball teams. An awful lot of fun to watch and see. I do want to make mention, I do have this information about the Boilermakers and the Fulton Steamers. They did lose, but they want to mention a couple names. One was Braden Conley, really doing well. He was going 2-for-3, and Cruz Paredes was another key contributor, scoring a run and stealing a base while going 2-for-3. So they have a lot of things going in their favor, which is that this is baseball again. The loss, unfortunately, dropped their record to 5-12. Fulton goes back to 8-8. But again, you mentioned Macomb today. It'd be really nice to see something positive happen there. We'll just go from there, and hopefully we'll see what happens. But like you said, the weather is not going to be very nice. Track and field, real quickly, we'll hit that. Boy, the boys track team, the girls track team, really having a very successful season, both of them. And I think the boys have only lost one. They are really a dynamite team. I'm not going to go into the individual results. I'll do that next week when we have just a little more time. But I want to make mention that last Friday they had a wonderful situation down in Dunlap, and they're victorious. They also had a couple of Frost-Soft invites on Wednesday. On Tuesday, I should say. And Wednesday also, a couple of names real quickly. Anthony Padilla placed first in the 110 high hurdles sophomore division, and Jesus Del Toro placed second in the 300 low hurdles and third in the 110 high hurdles freshman division. So just a little bit of a flavor for what we try to talk about each and every week and give credit where credit is due. And, of course, Wednesday, the day before yesterday, they had the Irv Sanderson invite, and, of course, the girls did very, very well again. Clark Taylor, Rakaya Amos doing very, very well, as well as coming down here, Michaela Israel did very well in the 200 meters. So just, again, a flavor for a little bit of that, and we're going to get a little bit more of that next week. Let's go ahead and give you the schedule that's coming up for the baseball Boilermakers, and they are going to be in action hopefully today they'll be in action, so we'll see what happens against Macomb and the girls again. Macomb today also, that we wanted to get that in. We'll see what happens there. The track team is going to have, and here, this is a fun thing, folks. If you have the chance, go out to the Kewaunee Stadium with that beautiful artificial turf there. And the Brockman invite is going to be on the 30th. That will be outstanding. Make sure you take that. If you're able to do that, make sure you go there. And that's for the boys and the girls. And then the track meet, TRAC, the Three Rivers Athletic Conference meet, is going to be on May the 2nd for the girls at Mendota. And the boys, it'll be at Rock Ridge on the 10th. Okay, so much for all of that. And I want to make mention, too, before I start this part of the segment, if you have any of your children or students, athletes that are in college right now and are performing, I would like to know where they're performing. I'd like to have it on the air, give some statistics, things of that nature. And also, if you are a senior in high school, you're going to be going next year to college, what college are you going to, what sport are you going to be playing in? I really want to know those things. Okay, real quickly, here's what I've got so far from Kewaunee. Blake Johnston was just accepted at Western Iowa University. He's going to play football there. They are the two-time champion in football in their division in mm-hmm. college. Wow, and what a great opportunity. And Blake Johnston, really a nice young man. The sack man, we called him. Jeremy Peart affectionately called him that. Really did a great job for Kewaunee football and basketball, for that matter, too. And Brady Clark is going to be playing basketball at Illinois Central College in Jacksonville. Congratulations to him. James Rajinski, who mentioned it before, is going to be playing soccer, and Dan Boswell will be playing football and competing in track at Monmouth College. I'm sure there's some other athletes. I would like to bring that up if I possibly could. We don't have time right now, but if you do have it, email me at my name is Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, at edmorse.com, and we'll put this on the air. Okay, Michaela Salisbury is doing very well at Heartland in softball. Kendall Benison, softball at the University of Illinois. Marissa Stevens, softball at Southern Illinois Carbondale. And Mackenzie Stance, softball at Augie. Congratulations to those young ladies. We appreciate that. Okay, let's get ahead and get into what happened last night. It was very exciting. This event was held at Soldier Field that we went to for the Chicago Bears draft, and it was loud. They had the play-by-play gentleman there, Jeff Joniak, along with his color commentator, Tom Thayer, and nice segue into getting the football team back and getting things going from the Super Bowl era. And that's what they were trying to build this to, was that you would love to have that type of attitude for the Bears. Everybody knew Caleb Williams was going to be introduced. What was really nice was when they introduced him, he was real excited. And then the number two thing was they had his image, and he was kind of like in a Star Trek portal, and he talked to the crowd and talked to Jeff Joniak at the party they were having. And it was nice. It was really a lot of fun. A lot of celebrities, a lot of players were there. It was really interesting to see everything going on during the course of the event. We got there about 5 o'clock. We were on the field. I met a gentleman there I've known for a long time, better than 20 years, Robert Stratt from Geneseo, good, real good friend of mine, and he has season tickets for the Bears. Just a real good guy. He and his wife were there, and we talked to them for a little bit. But we went all over the place. I tried a field goal, and you know how bad I was? Low and outside. It was like a baseball. And then one of the people in our group, Doug Hahn, ran the 40-yard dash. I won't expound upon it besides that. And then Staley the Bear came over. He was very, very kind. One of the other members of the group was able to get a lot he was a little, one of them was a little boy, and he was able to get a lot of autographs from a lot of the Bears players, Brisker and Stevens, just all sorts of guys, and Montez Sweat, all those guys. But what was really interesting, and I mentioned between the first and the ninth pick, when the Bears picked ninth, I had mentioned to the group, I said, this draft is going to shape the Bears, what they're going to be like for the next 5 to 10 years. Are we going to be a team like Detroit Lions that's going to take 40 years to build up to be a good team? Or are we going to be a team that's going to be like the Kansas City Chiefs, that we make it happen right away? So that ninth pick is going to be paramount. And in talking with everybody else, they felt that that was going to be important. Well, then when that number eight pick went, that was a huge surprise. The quarterback went to Atlanta. Remember?
Yeah, they just picked up Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, for a four-year contract. So they pick up this guy who was really a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so then the Bears come up and they get one of the top three receivers in the entire draft. And you probably know how to the name already. Knowing you, Sean, you're very
I actually
good
don't
at
have
stuff.
It.
and he's from Washington. Hmm. But boy, what a receiver. The key to this young man is not only the great hands, but he's 6 foot three. 6 foot three is huge. So now you've got guys like Cole Kmet, of course, for the Bears. You have Kyle Allen, who they just picked up. You've got DJ Moore. He was there last night, too, by the way. Ooh. And having those guys, you're looking at a team that's going to be offensively not just a demanding team to have all these weapons. They're going to have people watching what's going on all the time. Yeah. That's number one. And then number two, having that defense like that. Now, they are coming up to be like the defense that the Bears have, similar to what it was in 1985, where the offense was excellent. It was number one offense in the league, and the number one defense in the league at that time, too. It's shaping up to be that, Sean.
Well, I hope so. I do hope so. Now, before we wrap up, Russ, do you know what in our area, do we have a draft history? Do we have somebody that stands out to you, somebody from this area who's been drafted? Because we know tonight, from what we've been told, a young man from Orion by the name of Logan Lee mm-hmm. is set to go in the draft tonight.
Yeah. I was surprised he wasn't taken. And maybe that's a stretch, but Logan Lee, a really tall, strong man, a man of faith. I'm very, very pleased for him, even though I'm not an Iowa fan. I think that he is going to go in the next couple rounds. And yes, there have been people in this area who have been drafted. Denny Nelson, I'm pretty sure. He was an excellent pro and an excellent character in this area. His character is beyond compare. A lot of pro athletes. Here's one for you. Terry Zhang was a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Now, I don't know if he was drafted there, but he played for Kewaunee High School, and he is from Kewaunee. And he still has a lot of relatives here, too. But that's one name that comes right to the forefront for me. Logan Lee, what a heck of a year he had. And he is a big, strong young man, but he's worked at it. If you ever want to see anything from that young man, yes, he had the genes, okay, and the attributes, but he had the drive. And when he was in high school, he didn't just play football. He wrestled, too. And he was an extremely strong young man doing what he needed to do to try to become a pro. And listening and watching the young man, watching him play, I was so proud of the way he did. And it just shows you that a lot of good things can come if you just work hard at it. Work hard at it. Whether it be in high school football, weight room, basketball, track, softball, volleyball, any sport. First thing coach is going to say, you've got to get it in that to weight room. Because the other teams are doing it. If you want to excel, you'll be able to do that. But get in that weight room.
Our reporter Jennifer Russell talked with Chip Filler last night about Logan, and he refused to take any credit for helping him. But, I mean, when you have a good coach like that, like a Chip Filler, you're going to learn a lot.
And that's a team that Kewaunee is going to be playing this year, I do believe, in football. I think they're in the schedule. And but Chip Filler's son is the quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. And he played basketball, too. Really, you mentioned we're a class act. He is a very self-deprecating. We saw him when Kewaunee played Orion in basketball. And he came over, talked to him. I said, looking forward to seeing you next year, coach. He said, we're looking forward to playing you guys again. And I'm glad they're staying in the track. There's been a lot of talk of the track having a lot of people leave. But that's the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, of course. But what's going on now is the fact that you're having these teams really become stronger and doing what they need to do. But so glad we were able to talk about these things. And thank you for bringing that up about Logan Lee. Yeah, what a great guy. And Chip Filler, a great coach.
Watch for him tonight in the NFL draft. He's projected in the fifth round. You're listening to The Boiler Shop here on WKEI.